Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
That was our buddy Nick Wagner from ESPN, covers the 49ers, talking about Sean King. We're going to talk to Sean right now, and he's an interesting story at Real Sean King. Make sure that you're following him on Twitter. Not only, by the way, second-round pick out of Tulane, quarterback in 1999, and as Nick said there, one of five now with Brock Purdy starting this weekend in Philadelphia to start a championship game, and the others are 0-4 at this point, but also he's a co-host on VSiN, he's out of Vegas. That is Brent Musburger's place. Our friend Mitch Moss is there as well. So
you are gambling live.
So we got a lot to talk about with Sean King, and Sean joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. What's happening, Sean? How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. Couple days out before Brock Purdy gets an opportunity to lead the 49ers and hopefully become the first rookie quarterback to not just start a division championship game, but actually win it. Because the other four of us are slappies. We win and lost.
The Bert Emanuel play, when I think of that game, Sean, I think of that. And it wound up being a real change in the NFL. If you had gotten that catch, how would that have changed that game, do you think?
Well, I thought we were going to win. That's kind of how we had been. We weren't really set up like San Francisco is set up yet. You know, most of our resources were on the defensive side of the ball. So the narrative for that game was greatest show on turf, Kurt Warner, that Rams offense versus what some people thought at the time might have been the best defense in NFL history. You look at the fact that three of those guys are now in the Hall of Fame, Warren Sapp, Derek Brooks, John Lynch, and, you know, they might have been right. So my deal was we had kind of played that game, close game, win it late in the fourth. It looked like we were on our way to the same kind of conclusion. And I still never forget, I didn't know that they were actually reviewing the play. Because we threw it. It obviously was a catch. We called timeout. We were in the huddle. I had called the play. We were about to break the huddle. And the refs are standing there waving his hands like, no, don't break the huddle. Like, that's how, because I want to say, if I'm not mistaken, guys, that was the first year they had brought instant replay back to the National Football League, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
1999.
Yeah. I think you might be right. So, Sean, you've got an interesting story in that it is similar to Brock in that you're a rookie, you're a second-round pick out of Tulane, and you're not playing early in the season, and then Trent Dilfer gets hurt. So your first time on the field was on November 28th. You guys win in Seattle. You relieve him in that game. You win 16 to 3. And then from that point forward, you went 5-1. You beat Washington 14-13, then played in the championship game at the Rams. So you actually have a kind of a similar situation. Brock has a couple of more games on you, but it was like you're the backup, and then all of a sudden you're thrust into the starting role. What was that like when it was all of a sudden, okay, go, Rook, you're in?
I mean, it was pressure. I mean, normally, as a young quarterback, you like to be in a situation where nobody cares if you throw 30 picks. They just want you to get reps and gain experience, and, you know, we'll try and work on what we didn't do well this offseason and, you know, get better around you. And hopefully, you know, 2-3 years from now, you'll be good, we'll be talented, and we can win some games. You know, we weren't even in a situation where we could coast those last six games. Like, we were like life and death. I think we had started the season off as one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl, but we were 3-4, I think, through our first seven games. So we were playing catch up when I got the job. And, you know, I don't know Brock personally, but if you meet him, tell him the finger always works. Because there's sometimes you get out there and you're not in control of your body. I think this happened to Brock in the Seahawks game because I know when I see it. And, like, you know you're talking, but you don't really know what you're saying. Like, you know you're throwing the football, but you cannot really control exactly where it's going. Just take your fingers, stick it down your throat. It's going to make you, like, I'm just telling you, this is the craziest thing ever. I used to do it all the time. And I wouldn't eat because I knew I was going to probably have to do it. And I would dry heave, but it would snap me back into, like, normalcy. It works. So if you guys know him, if you know somebody that knows him,
you're going
to tell him that.
We're going to see him today.
I don't think he's needed.
Tell him.
Now, you know what happened to him in the Seattle game? He got in the huddle for one play, and he looked so unflappable, like he's just, you know, he's always in control. But he was spitting out the play call so fast, George Kittle had to say, slow down. We can't understand what you're saying. You know, he kind of reeled it back in. So as you went through.
Hold on, before we move on. Yeah, Warren Sapp nicknamed me Smoothie King.
Okay.
I was the same personality as Brock.
Right.
And then I got in that first playoff game against, it was the Washington Redskins at the time. Now they're the Commanders.
Yeah.
I had never had this happen to me before. Where all of a sudden it just was like, God, what the heck is wrong with me? Like, you drink a little water, that don't work. You know, you slap yourself in the cheek, that don't work. Like, I'm just telling the dry heave thing, it brings you right back.
We're going to tell him that.
Tell your guy John Lynch. So as this season's gone down, and John was your Hall of Fame teammate, he's the guy that, you know, drafted Brock into the league. Have you spoken to John at all about Brock and just, you know, going back in time? What do you remember about playing with him on those great teams?
I haven't. They seem to be doing a great job. I mean, they've got a former quarterback there, which I think is really smart as a
Brian
quarterback
Greasy,
coach.
Yeah,
isn't
yeah.
Greasy.
Yeah, Brian Greasy.
I wish more NFL teams would understand the value and importance of that. And obviously Coach Shanahan does. They're doing a great job. Hats off to Brock, too, for staying ready. You know, a lot of times when you go into a season thinking you might not have to play, the preparation isn't, you know, at the same level as if you knew you were the guy. So, you know, you can tell he's prepared, he's ready. I try and leave all my guys alone during the season, you know, because I know they got a whole lot of stuff going on. I feel like if they really need me for something, then they'll reach out to me. But Lynch knows that I'm pulling for him. You know, I want him to finally get this chip, man. They're hard to win. What do you guys been? Three NFC Championship games in the last 4 years.
This is number three. Yeah.
They're hard to win, man. So hopefully they get it done this time.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric BZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
The great Sean King is joining us. He was a second-round pick out of Tulane in 1999, was thrust in after Trent Dilfer got hurt, went 5-1 down the stretch as a rookie starting quarterback, beat the Redskins in the playoffs 14-13, lost to the Rams when they were in St. Louis 11-6. And again, it very similar situation, not only that you came off the bench the way that you did, but we were talking to Herm Edwards, who was the defensive backs coach, of course, on those great teams, and you had Lynch, and you had Brooks, and you had Sapp, like we talked about. What is your mentality going into a game like that, thinking to yourself, okay, I do have this defense, I don't want to make mistakes, but I've got to make enough plays. I can't just hand the ball off and expect our defense to win the whole game. So kind of what is the happy medium there as you're approaching this kind of a game?
So here's where we're a little different. The way that their offense is designed, because of the resources they've invested offensively, whether it be contract or draft capital. I mean, you guys are loaded. Traded for Christian McCaffrey, George Kittles, Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Trent Williams. Like, you guys are ready to run a completely different offense than when I initially got to Tampa. When I got to Tampa, we still were heavy, heavy defensive-centric. Warren Sapp, Derek Brooks, Rondé Barber, John Lynch, Hardy Nickerson. Like, all of our resources were on defense. So we were a run-the-football team, even with Trent Dilfer when he was the starting quarterback. We were a run-the-football team. You know, maybe take a couple play-action shots. You know, everything for the most part was under center. You know, and we were going to live and die with our run game. So, for me, it was, damn, I might only get to throw this thing twice today past 15 yards. I better try and complete it. You know, I think the way that Kyle has called the games with Brock at quarterback, he seems more comfortable with Brock than he was with Jimmy or Trey. Like, he seems to really trust Brock. There's a lot of in-breaking cuts. There's a lot of tight window throws. And so far, you know, when Brock has been inaccurate, he's got away with it. A couple balls in a Dallas game probably could have been picked that weren't. So my advice would be aggressive when you see it clearly. When you don't, be willing to check the ball down and let those special players that they have on offense create big plays, sort of like the Seattle game. You know, he ended up throwing for 300 yards, but a lot of that was run after the catch stuff.
Yeah, the Debo 74-yard catch and run in the shallow cross. So you were there. We're talking about your 99 year, and you guys wind up losing. But then as you built it, you did win a Super Bowl with Brad Johnson now taking over a quarterback. And that NFC Championship game with John Gruden as the coach, and it was in Philadelphia. Donovan McNabb, I can see Rondé Barber on the pick six with the the jumping the route and taking it down the sideline to end that game. So the 49ers got to go to Philadelphia, Sean, to win this game, to go to the Super Bowl like you guys did in 02. What is it going to be like going into Philly, and what do you remember about going in there and beating Andy Reid's team?
Well, we don't like the Philadelphia Eagle fan base. I'm going to just be honest. That was the only road game we went to where we weren't allowed to leave the hotel. Seriously, this is a real story. And they were pretty obnoxious, pretty disrespectful in their communications towards us, because that had been kind of a deal where we had lost to them in the wild card twice. Then we played them in the NFC Championship game and beat them. By the way, to any Eagles fans listening, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers closed down the Vet, beating the Eagles, and opened up Lincoln Financial, beating the Eagles. This is the disrespect the NFL had for us. We won the Super Bowl and opened the next season on the road at Philly in brand new Lincoln Financial Field.
I remember that.
That is disrespectful.
I remember Gruden mouthing off because he used to be the OC there. We just shut the Vet. We closed the Vet. I remember that.
Yeah, we closed the Vet. Then they had Rocky. So you probably get Sylvester Stallone. By the way, Tulsa King is tremendous if you haven't watched it on Paramount. It's tremendous. They'll probably have Rocky in one of the staircases yelling or something. Who knows? It's going to be a crazy environment. Be the first time I think he's played this level of game away from home. I feel like down the stretch, y'all had Tampa at home, then both playoff games are home. So there'll be some crowd noise issues. It may limit his ability to make a lot of line of scrimmage adjustments. You know, but the one thing I would tell him, have a more of a sense of urgency getting in and out the huddle. The one thing I see from a distance when I watch them, because they've been at home, the communication is easy because the crowd's very intelligent in San Francisco, so they're not going to make noise when you're on offense. They're very methodical, breaking the huddle. A lot of times the ball is snapped right when the play clock's running out. When you go on the road and it's loud, you have to have a more of a sense of urgency to go ahead and get to the line of scrimmage. So if you do need to make adjustments, you have time to do it.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So I mean, that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Real Sean King. Again, he was a starter as a rookie in the 99 NFC Championship game. We're talking to Brock Purdy and doing some comps and correlations, but we got to talk some other things. So you're a coach, and then you're with Brent Musburger's outfit, which we know very, very well. Vissen Live, primetime, 6 to 9 East. That's awesome, man. So not only are you doing the quarterback thing and the coaching thing, but now you're on Vissen, man. You got some numbers for us? What do you got?
Well, I like San Francisco to win the game, so I think San Francisco on the money line would be how I would approach it. But if you want to take the 2.5 points, I mean, why not? They're going to give it to you, take it. I'll have a San Francisco money line play, which means San Fran has to win outright, which I think that's going to happen. It's just something about this San Fran team that I think is a little different than we've seen the last couple of years. You know, I don't know if the guys would say it publicly, but you can tell that there wasn't or didn't seem to always be the highest level of trust in Jimmy to not at some point do something strange or unneeded that was going to work against them. Sometimes that energy is just like that. When you've been around a quarterback, he's been there. He's not come through time and time again. I can tell in the body language that maybe they didn't really feel like you could get him there. They seemed to believe in Brock. You know, he hadn't given them any reason not to up to this point. So I think that's going to carry them. And then I just trust Kyle Shanahan more than I trust Nick Sirianni. You know, when I watch Sirianni, I always get this feeling he's not just concerned with winning the game, but he's concerned with proving to everybody watching that he's the smartest man in America. And I think that's dangerous. And I wouldn't be surprised if at some point during that game, Sirianni does something to try and be the smartest guy in the NFL that cost the Eagles dearly. So I'm going with more trust in Shanahan and the belief in the quarterback, and I think that gets the Niners through.
Oh, he snapped the other night. I know what I'm effing doing.
And he's talking to the ref. Like, who does that?
I don't know.
Like, then he calls Jalen Hurts, Michael Jordan, like, yeah. Sirianni, come on, man.
Yeah. So you like the Niners. What, is it going to be a low-scoring game? What's the over-under? Where are you going on that, Sean?
So this is interesting because it's going to be about red zone efficiency, so I'm not going to play the total. Because I think for San Fran to effectively do what they need to do to win, they have to control the line of scrimmage, especially on first down runs. I thought Dallas did a really good job of limiting big first down runs, keeping San Francisco in second and long and third and uneasy. So because of that, sometimes those drives, instead of being explosive 6-7 play scoring drives, turn into 10-11-12 play scoring drives, which eats up the clock. So I'm not going to play the total. I think it's sitting at 47. I want to say I think that's probably about right for this game. If you force me to play it, I'd take over. But because the red zone is going to be so important, the Dallas game, nobody could score touchdowns, right? Everybody was having to settle for field goals on both sides and end up being a low-scoring game. So I'm going to stay away from the total because I don't have a good feel for how the red zone is going to play out.
The great Sean King is joining us. You are an awesome guest, my friend. I got a little bit of insight for you because don't feel bad for Sean of 99 because Sean of 03 won a Super Bowl ring, sorry, Pop, against the Raiders. So Papa was the only loss you had in that 99 season. You know this. You got beat 45-0 by the Raiders. Greg Papa, my co-host. That's right. Greg Papa,
touchdown!
My co-host.
Touchdown!
He was the Raiders play-by-play man for years and years, so he called that game, but he also called your Super Bowl win over the Raiders as well. So
Sluggo,
I'm still looking for Romanowski, man. We started a game with like this fake run, fake reverse. I was gonna throw a bomb to Bert Emanuel, you know, try and get the Raiders fans on our side, but just how, man, Romanowski hit me in the back of the head. I'm still looking for him.
We got his number.
We'll have him call you. Know. He's listening, Romo. Sean, you're the best, man.
Hey, guys, good luck on this weekend.
Thank you, man. You had a lot of good points.
Oh, he is good, man.
Get up to the line of scrimmage.
I like him. Yeah, Real Sean King. That's with a U, by the way. Real Sean King. That is a great guy to follow. Vissen Live. He's on from 6 to 9 at 6 to 9 East, so it's 3 to 6. Pacific. Make sure that you check him out. And yeah, he got a ring with the Bucks, unfortunately, at your expense, but did get beat in that 99 game. Great advice too. He says the dry heave, even if vomit, dry heave or something. I guess he says it just sets you straight again.
Wow.
Hey, to each their own, man.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.